USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says an order cutting payroll taxes was drafted and ready for the president to sign. The order will reportedly also deal with eviction notices and enhanced unemployment benefits. Regarding the president taking the executive order route, Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan says,
"Well, what I hear, I think it's a great idea. I mean, the president, if you know Nancy Pelosi and all the crazy things that she and the left, the hard left, want in this bill, the president just wants to help families, wants to help the economy. You know, the PPP program was good for those businesses who were so hard hit by the virus."
An appeals court ruled on Friday that the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is allowed to use the federal courts to enforce its subpoena against former Trump administration White House counsel Don McGahn. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The July job numbers are out. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
His latest report follows the 4.8 million jobs that were added in June before a spike in COVID-19 cases. Eleni Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the latest report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 1.8 million in July, and the unemployment rate fell to 10.2%. These improvements in the labor market reflected the continued resumption of economic activity that had been curtailed due to the coronavirus pandemic and efforts to contain it. In July, employment rose in several major industries, with the largest gains in leisure and hospitality, government, retail trade, professional and business services, other services, and health care.
The United States has levied sanctions on a host of senior Chinese officials over Beijing's Hong Kong policy, including the region's Beijing-appointed chief executive, Carrie Lam. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Former Vice President Joe Biden has released a Democratic platform for the November election, setting out a foreign policy agenda designed to restore American world leadership after President Trump's time in office. Without proof, Biden accuses the president of having retreated on the world stage and allowing U.S. adversaries to fill the void. Florida Republican Congressman Brian Mass tells Fox News Joe Biden's foreign policy is the worst thing that could happen to the economy and country.
Biden's foreign policy, it's going to be very simple, and it's totally wrong. He's going to say if President Trump did something, it doesn't matter how much it put Americans first. He's going to go out there and do the opposite. That is the whole problem with that leftist platform. It's the worst thing that could happen for our economy and for America, for business, manufacturing, trade, and everything else.
Senator Tom Cotton and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced a bill to ensure public universities properly comply with the students' First Amendment rights. The senators, along with Senator Kelly Loeffler and Kevin Cramer, introduced the Free Speech Restoration Act on Thursday. The bill would block federal funding to public schools that do not comply with the federal regulations on such practices as free speech zones and speech codes. The bill also allows the federal government to revoke funding to private universities that are insufficiently transparent about their own expression policies. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.